20 years ago today, there was a TV special, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band live in New York. That was on HBO.
Time for Bocothi's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Here's something you may not know, that Bruce Springsteen's breakthrough hit didn't even crack the top 20. It was Born to Run off the album Born to Run. It was his fourth single, but it was the first one to make it to the Billboard Hot 100. It was 23. So it almost made it. But they were sure that thing was number one. They were positive. The late Danny Federici spoke about the fact that he contributed, and they thought it was going to be huge.
Absolutely. Oh, full blast. Turn the volume up. This is the one. This is going to do it. I actually went to Bruce's house. He was living in Long Branch, and he was playing in the middle of the song, and we couldn't decide what to put in the middle of the song. We ended up putting an organ growling in the middle. We actually listened to some soundtracks of motorcycles and cars burning rubber and street sounds. We were real hot on the song. I think we thought it was going to do better than it did.
At 23 is bad. Big news for Ozzy, I guess. Of course, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Black Sabbath. But now, he is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Heard this, the ceremony was held last week in Florida. It was on last night on Peacock. Can't keep track of these new networks. He sent a video speech in. He didn't go. Let's just pause a moment to listen to Ozzy at WWE. He does a great impression of himself, doesn't he? Been a while since he's been involved with the World Wrestling Federation. He did several appearances at WrestleMania 2 35 years ago today. 35 years ago with Captain Lou Albano managing the British Bulldogs in their tag team championship win over Brutus Beefcake and Greg Valentine. Those names bring back some memories.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.